Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I guess A.J. Brown, who the Titans traded to the Eagles a couple seasons ago, now he's going to the Patriots to be reunited with Mike Vrabel.
Former Titans coach.
Yes. Going to be reunited. Not in a Diana Rossini way, probably, but...
They're not going to be out on a private boat in Cookville rubbing lotion on each other.
Right, or an exclusive resort in Arizona.
This is the Theme Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
You're an adult, but what activity makes you feel like a scared little kid all over again?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
How much time do we have? We're on till 10, right?
People mentioned going to the dentist.
Oh, that's for sure.
Everybody.
Especially if they're going to ask, and have you been flossing?
When's the last time you flossed? I don't know. I think maybe you did it.
How about checking your bank account after a vacation?
Oh, yeah.
You.
Yeah, like, oh, how is it living?
I guess we went nuts. That's a fear. A
couple of people mentioned job interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there and you're just being very super self-conscious and aware of your body movements and everything.
You're terrified.
Yeah, but
you're trying to look excited.
Yeah.
But you're trying not to look weird. Oh, that is definitely scary.
Josh says airport security.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like that. I don't feel too bad.
Yeah. If you get called out of line, then you know something might be.
Oh, yeah.
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 This is great. This one comes to us from Ed, who says, having to parallel park while someone else is watching.
Terrifying. You got to do it like 9 or 10 times. Just, okay, not right.
I haven't done this in 11 months, but I'm supposed to just remember.
And those cars that they've come out now that say that will automatically parallel park for you, I mean, that's a big selling feature.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
If you can ever find good parallel parking downtown, which you can't.
Well, you can't. No. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah. If you're trying to get downtown, you won't have that problem at all.
Mercedes mentioned opening the electric bill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of those things after everything is going on. Of course, you know, we're killing our air conditioners right now.
Right? Or the voicemail you get from your doctor's office.
Dr. Johnson says he'd like you to call back because he would like to talk to you about your test results.
Oh, God. That's the... That's
and they call right before the office closes, so you can't even call back.
Right.
You have to sit with that for about another 20 hours.
Like, it's the end of the workday, too. It's like you're leaving work, and all of a sudden, you know, the boss says, hey, can I see you for a second? No.
What's this going to be about?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Yesterday afternoon, downtown, there was a semi-truck that was too big to get under the overpass.
Oh, that happened again?
The bridge on Broadway, and I guess the truck got stuck, and so they had to close things down. They had to stop and check the bridge for safety, make sure it wasn't damaged, but yeah, it wasn't, you know, it's going to be okay. It's reopened, and they were able to haul that truck out of there, but... Yeah, you got to watch how tall you are.
I kind of wonder, like, at some point, that thing's going to come down. It's been hit so many times.
It has been hit a lot, yeah.
You're like, how much can it take?
Wow.
So if you've ever gone on a Carnival cruise, you may want to know that the company got hacked a couple of months ago, and some pretty sensitive stuff from all their customers got out, including passport numbers, dates of birth, and other personal information.
Oh.
They're offering free credit monitoring for anybody who's affected. They haven't said how many people it is, but there's millions of people, sometimes on just one boat.
Yeah, so, yeah. All try to avoid each other wearing surgical masks. Or surrounded by poop.
Yeah, so check your email if you get notified.
Wow. News Channel 5, remember a while back they were dropped by Comcast Xfinity because of a contract dispute. Well, they solved that. And now Channel 5 is being dropped by DirecTV. So,
man,
what's wrong with Channel 5? You can't keep a boyfriend.
Can't you get along with somebody?
Come
with
on.
Everybody? I know. It just seems like constantly. What's it going to be next month?
I don't know. So if you're on DirecTV, you have to find your, you know, people pretending to be cowboy shows somewhere else.
Grab an antenna. Yeah. Get the rabbit ears out.
Yeah, no kidding. Today's weather, it's not supposed to rain.
It's supposed to be nice. Kind of perfect.
It's going to be nice for like a few days.
I love this.
For CMA Fest or whatever you're doing outside, you can actually go outside and do things.
Do you think it'll last through? Cause usually by Friday of CMA Fest, there is a vigorous downpour.
Yeah, with lightning, thunder, and the wrath of God.
God's way of saying, you people have been out sweating and you need a bath.
Yeah, it depends on who's playing at, you know, Nissan Stadium.
Right.
Whether or not it'll be smited by God. But yeah, there's supposed to be nice for a few days, so maybe less humidity too, which is great.
Nobody deserves this more than us.
I know. Let's go out and enjoy it, you know, or at least go look out the window while you're flipping through your phone and say, hey, it's really nice outside. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. You need trees gone? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. We have Beth and Bob ready to play the game. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you. Starting with you, Beth, tell us that thing you've been putting off.
Spring cleaning.
Yep. Bob, what about you? What's that thing you've been putting off?
Yard work.
Yeah, we did a lot of that over the weekend.
It's been too rainy.
Yeah. It's like a forest out there now. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during a contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Beth, multiple choice. Was Walter White a character from The Sopranos, Sons of Anarchy, or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Yep. There you go. Good start.
Okay, Bob. Is Dr. Sandra Lee better known on YouTube as Dr. Google, Dr. Feelgood, or Dr. Pimple Popper?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes!
You are right. It's all tied up.
Put that on if you want me to leave the room immediately. All right. Beth, in baseball, if a batter is a DH, what does that mean?
Designated hitter.
Nice. Look at us. We're just smoking through these questions.
Okay, Bob. What do they call the super stretchy jeans that feel like leggings?
Super stretchy jeans.
Well, that would be the obvious answer, wouldn't it?
We were looking for jeggings.
Jeggings.
Jeans and leggings together.
They had a baby together, and they stretch all over your butt.
All right. Beth has a chance to secure a victory if she gets this right.
All right, Beth. Abrams and Sherman are names of what type of military vehicle?
Good Lord. Tank. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, great guess.
Shut up.
Okay, well, shut up, but you're still right.
And you still win.
Oh, Bob, thank you so much for playing.
Beth,
we're going to give you a choice of tickets to see the Human League or Air Supply. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This does not at all sound like a James Bond supervillain trying to destroy the world.
No, it's just Google trying to save the planet by releasing 32 million modified mosquitoes into the wild.
How many?
32 million.
32 million modified mosquitoes.
So mosquitoes spread illnesses like West Nile virus and all that stuff.
They're actually one of the most deadly animals on the planet, yes.
Right. So Google has somehow figured out how to release 32 million mosquitoes, male mosquitoes, who've basically been neutered. Okay, so they're sending them out into the mosquito dating pool, but they don't have the ability to reproduce. So if the female
so mosquitoes, a mosquito tender.
If they get pregnant, they can't have babies.
Oh, okay. So they've been.
So this is a way to kind of
been
like
given mosquito vasectomies.
Right.
One by one.
Which I don't know how they do that, but somebody's got some steady hands.
Yeah, very small scalpels.
But they've got to get approval from the government to
say, release them.
Yes. Can we release 32 million modified mosquitoes to go out and get it on with the mosquitoes that are out in the wild?
Yeah. What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
just the fact of releasing that many mosquitoes.
This is the beginning of a bad sci-fi channel movie, like Sharknado.
Yeah, it's going to be Mosquito-nado. Oh, my God, really?
And does this not sound like something that would come out of your crazy uncle's mouth who has all the conspiracy theories?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what the government's doing
with
this.
Yeah, but they did say release these mosquitoes out there. Yeah. They have mind control.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because 5G didn't work.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine didn't get everybody.
Fluoride and water. So the special mosquitoes have been really... But they're actually doing that.
Okay.
You can look it up.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
Fire station number 8 in Fort Worth, Texas is a safe baby site where parents that cannot take care of a child will drop the baby off and make sure it's cared for. They did receive a baby named Jake, and it was left by a guy who is homeless. Jake is his dog, and he got kicked out by his landlord a couple of years ago because he wouldn't let him keep the dog. So he said, I'm going to take my dog and go. And so he lived in a tent and then realized that, he just couldn't take care of Jake anymore. And he left a note with Jake saying, if you really care about babies, please take care of my baby.
Oh, man.
And it was a tough decision for him to make, as you can imagine.
It is the hands down hardest decision I ever made.
So... The thing that's working out great for him is that they've kept Jake at the firehouse as their firehouse dog.
He's officially the firehouse dog. Oh, that's a great position.
And they're also helping out Tom, the homeless guy, by they had a company donate a trailer that they've set up behind the firehouse. And people have brought him all the stuff to put inside. They've made sure he's seeing a doctor. He's got dentist appointments, and he has a new home.
This is my home, and there ain't no place like home.
Oh, man.
So things are certainly on the upkeep for him.
After 2 years.
The fire chief said, hopefully, when he gets his, back on his feet, then we'll have another surprise for him.
If we could hand Jake back over to Tom, I think that's the happy ending everybody wants.
So they will have a reunion. In the meantime, Jake is well cared for, and Tom is on the road to recovery. So
sounds like it's working out for everybody.
They did want to mention this is a one-time deal. Don't just start dropping dogs off there.
They've already got a dog.
Yeah, they got one.
Right. Yeah. If you would like to share this story with somebody you know, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook pages, where you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Big doings around our state borders. They put up new signs saying, welcome to Tennessee, the volunteer state.
And it's not those like typical green signs with the white letters. This is like kind of more like a postcard.
Yeah, it almost kind of looks like one of our license plates.
Right. It says Tennessee in diagonal letters. And, it's pretty cool. And it's got some pictures of trees and rocks and stuff like that. And it says Governor Bill Lee at the bottom, like a lot of the states do. And we asked people to tell us what is missing from this sign.
Yeah. What would you add to the sign if you could?
Sarah said a black bear. Okay, that would be good. Yep. And then most people had other things like words we could add to the signs. Like Lisa says, if you're coming from the West, give up your saunas. You now live in it 24/7.
Oh, my God. That's so true, especially in the last week or so. Dehumidifiers working overtime in everyone's house. Naresh says, if you don't like the weather, wait an hour. That is very true. Yes.
David says, remember to max out your credit cards before you leave. I mean, that's implied for sure. Melissa said, don't buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for $1 million.
Yeah.
Raising the price of everything. To me, like with all the nature on the billboard, they should say, come see the 14 square feet that hasn't been developed into high luxury condos.
Yeah, or hasn't been bought by people who want to put up a data center.
That's right. We're not all data centers.
Yeah. Dan says, welcome to Tennessee, where the governor's entire name sounds like just a first name.
Bill Lee.
Bill Lee.
I wonder if this if they introduce these signs by introducing a bill. You know, Bill Lee's bill.
Uh-huh.
Can we be frank? We'd like people to come see Tennessee.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Let's all raise a glass and celebrate the one-year anniversary of when our news feed wasn't filled with terrible stuff and a zebra was running on the loose in Rutherford County.
1 year ago, wow.
Yeah, since Ed the Zebra got loose from a farm in Christiana and spent a week on the run, wanted to give you an update. Ed is now living his best life on a ranch in Texas.
Very nice.
Among other zebras.
See, we'd all like to be, you know, sedated and put into a net and taken somewhere nice.
Take me out of here.
You want to get away from the data centers. And they're talking about putting one in next to the zoo. I guess they're fighting that one to see if it happens. And now the city of McMinnville is having a special meeting tomorrow to hopefully add some sort of, moratorium that they won't be able to open a gigantic data center out by McMinnville because, you know, it takes up all the utilities.
The noise, the rates go up.
Yeah, it's like it's the places where they have them are not happy with them.
Not at all.
It's a thing we have to deal with, but yeah, we don't want them near us.
So there's the big concert that they had planned that all the artists were pulling out of in Washington because they said it turned political.
Right.
One of the performers who has said he will perform as long as they don't cancel it is Vanilla Ice. Ice Ice Baby.
He will come out and do that one song.
He says that it's simple as a pimple for me. There's nothing to it. It's the birthday of America. I'd go play for anybody. Putin, whoever. I'd go to Iran. Don't matter.
And he's a true patriot.
And then he added that he's never voted in his life.
He has that one song, and that's also the ninja rap from the second Ninja Turtle movie.
Don't forget that song.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
that's him. That.
Yeah, that's the one he's best known for.
One and a half hits.
Just three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. Okay, moments ago I saw on TikTok it popped up that little ad for tonight on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new season of Love Island USA. And my girlfriend Melissa loves that show. She likes to watch it and live stream and you know FaceTime with her daughters while she's watching it.
It's a big show.
Yeah,
yeah. My daughter is ashamed every time she goes.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been watching that a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's her obsession.
It is. It's a lot of people's hidden pleasure that I don't want to talk about. But yeah, Love Island USA. I sent her a text saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It debuts tonight. And then I realized, oh my God, I've invited the vampire in.
Oh yeah.
Because she didn't know about it. All she goes,
there's no complaining when there's 30 people in your living room for a watch party.
Tonight, yeah.
You tipped them off.
Because I can't even get into my own house because everybody's watching Love Island USA. It's one of those guilty pleasure shows. Peacock is big with that. I mean, the Traitors, that's on Peacock.
Right. Deception.
Crossing. It's all worn out people from other reality shows like Love Island USA. So it all continues together.
It's kind of an incestuous relationship between all these shows.
But I have to admit, I kind of love that show. what are we doing today?
We've got to try to mow the jungle outside.
Yeah, I did that over the weekend. It wasn't fun.
And I might go see The Breadwinner with Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, it's being panned by critics.
Hers is kind of lame and kind of exactly like Mr. Mom from 40 years ago.
Mm.
But I might go anyway.
Yeah, you know, maybe it'd be nice to give him a few dollars.
I support the man. Yes.
Here,
my
put this toward your stand-up career. yeah. At a roller coaster, at Nate Land for me. I'm going to be working on a project. I'm trying to put together a VIP karaoke party. A friend of mine, Raymond, who owns Seasons in Murfreesboro, said, hey, let's put on a show.
Okay.
So I'm going to work at that. I'm going to try to put a flyer together and see what it'll happen in a couple of weeks and, you know, be able to sing some Frank Sinatra to the crowd, and hopefully they won't walk out.
Belt out some song.
It'll be fun.
Look out, Murfreesboro. Here it comes.
That's right. The party train is stopping in Murfreesboro. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. It'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. Also, unpopular opinions with If I'm Being Honest.